All right, so we were talking about the Houston Rockets and how they added Dwight Howard. Now, you know, we both think he's slightly overrated as a player, but how do you think how much impact do you reckon he'll have on the Rockets season next year?
Oh, I think they're going to flourish under Dwight Howard, Dwight Howard. Because he gives them a defensive presence.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really need him to score.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he can defend like he always has, I think that's going to make a big difference for them.
So I guess my counter to that is they had a Sik last year. He was a pretty good defender. It was like a double-double. Well, it's a two-part question. What do you think they should do with the Sik? Because right now they're saying that they don't want to trade him. And the Sik basically asked to be traded. What do you think they should do with the Sik? And do you think they can play... Do you reckon they can play a Sik and Howard together? Or do you reckon a Sik, you know, will just come in off the bench when Dwight Howard gets into foul trouble, as he always does?
I'm going to Sik fan because he was on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And
this is a trend we have going in.
I actually traded him away at the end of the season, which was the dumbest thing I did. And I think that they should keep him.
Yeah.
And I think that him and Dwight can... I reckon they can play together.
You reckon they can play the five and the four together?
Yeah, I reckon you put a Sik at the five and put Dwight at the four.
Yeah.
So I think Dwight is quick enough
to guard
the four.
Yeah.
But the only problem is then, you know, on offense, what do they do on offense? Because I think Houston needs... Houston's a team that needs a four.
Stretch
four.
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem will be on offense, not on defense.
I reckon they should keep a Sik, but I reckon they should have him come off the bench for Dwight Howard at the five, so that, you know, Dwight Howard can go hard for, say, you know, 30, 35 minutes a game and just go hard out, and then you have a Sik go in there for about, you know, 15 minutes a game and he can just go, you know, hard out as well.
Yeah.
And so when they go to the bench at that centre position, they're not losing anything.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's no depth at the centre position in the rest of the league.
Yeah.
So if you sort of double up on that position, I reckon
But I think you'd be wasting a Sik if you haven't come off the bench playing, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
better than that.
That's what Gortat was doing in Orlando behind Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And then you see him as a starter and he did pretty well as well. So it's a bit of a catch-22. But let's just talk about Dwight Howard, just his performance. First of all, what do you reckon of his last year's performance? And do you reckon he'll improve, decline, or stay the same?
I reckon he'll definitely improve.
Yeah. So he was 17 points, 12 rebounds, 2.5 blocks last season.
He's gonna be definitely 20 and 10.
20 and 10. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be 20 and 10.
Why do you think he's gonna improve to 20 and 10?
Well, firstly, he's on a better team. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
He's gonna have. You know, he's going to be running that pick and roll all day with Jeremy Lin.
Hopefully.
And, you know, that's going to be like five dunks
a
game.
That's right.
And you can also say they all had Steve Nash in LA, but, you know, Steve Nash was never really Steve Nash.
And Steve Nash wasn't getting into the paint like the way James Harden and Jeremy Lin will. So, and Dwight Howard, I reckon he's an above average offensive player. It just looks awkward, but I reckon he still needs those dump offs for dunks two or three times a game. And if you were like Houston, were getting a lot of those for a Sik, and if you can get, you know, two or three of the game for a Sik, you know, you can get three or four with Dwight Howard just because he's just so much better an athlete.
And also, Dwight never had the shooters in LA. I mean, he's gonna create double teams.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Lakers just didn't have the shooters around Dwight.
Yeah.
And Kobe Bryant's probably the worst player you could pair with Dwight Howard. I think he's going to improve as well for a couple of reasons. I don't think he was healthy last year, so he was coming off back surgery.
He was, yeah.
And he had
a torn labrum.
So, and he was still putting up 17 and 12.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be just more healthy, okay?
Yeah.
And he's only 27 as well, okay? And also because his number is going to be inflated just because Houston plays at the fastest pace in the league. So I think his numbers will get better.
Yeah.
But I think on this team, he can probably focus a little bit more on just playing defense and rebounding, which is, you know, what he's good at.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to mesh with James Harden and Jeremy Lin?
I think he's going to mesh well with them.
Yeah. Because, I mean, both Jeremy Lin and James Harden, they're both pick-and-roll players. So
yeah,
I guess
exactly.
It's the perfect situation for Dwight.
Yeah.
And if he can't succeed here, you know, I don't think he's going to do better anywhere else. So,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a big year for Dwight. And also, he can get all the post lessons he wants from Hakeem.
And Kevin McHale.
And Kevin McHale, that's right.
So, I think he's going to have some... He's going to develop some post moves this season.
Do you reckon he's going to develop shooting better than 50% in the free throw line?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say with the free throws, but I think he'll probably be a little bit better. Maybe around the 60s, but...
60s?
Yeah, I reckon he should be a little bit better.
You reckon he's going to be around the 60s?
Yeah, I think he's going to be 60s.
Do you want to place a
dinner? Well, not like...
Do you want to place a dinner bet on
not
that?
Like
I don't think he's gonna, I don't think he's going to be at 60. I don't think he's going to approach 60.
You don't think so? I think he's going to be... Well, what was he last year?
He was at... He was at 49% in 2013.
What was the year before?
And 49% in 2012. He was at 59% in 2011, so...
So he can get up to 60.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I think he'll be up to, you know, 58-59 area.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Now, Jeremy Lin. We have to talk about Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little bit worried for Jeremy Lin, just because when he was injured last year in the playoffs, when he was matched up against Russell Westbrook in the playoffs for the first couple of games, like Jeremy Lin could not stay on the floor, like he could not stay in front of Russell Westbrook, and he couldn't do anything on the other end to sort of help the team offensively as well.
Yeah.
But when they put in Patrick Beverley, the guy that actually injured Russell Westbrook,
I thought
the Houston Rockets looked a lot better.
Yeah.
Just because Beverley is a much better athlete,
yeah,
much better defender.
Yeah.
Do you think that Jeremy Lin will be the starter, and play starter minutes, and you reckon he'll finish in a close game? Do you reckon he'll be on the floor to finish on the close game?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the starter, and I think that he'll, you know, he'll definitely be on the floor to finish the games.
Okay.
But
will you pick him in your fantasy team?
Yeah, I would pick him this year. Actually, I think he can only get better.
He was 13-6 last year.
Yeah.
Like,
but his assists are definitely going to go up.
Yeah.
This year. And I think with the Westbrook thing, I mean, he's always going to be tough for him against the athletic point guards.
Yeah.
But you know, how many Russell Westbrooks are there?
In the West, there's going to go up against Russell Westbrook, maybe four times a year.
Yeah.
And then I think he'll struggle against Tony Parker.
No,
that's true, actually. He doesn't have that many athletic guys that go up against in the West. Okay.
I mean, the only two really athletic point guards I can think of are Westbrook and maybe Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
But everyone's going to struggle against those types of players.
Okay. So, just from a stats point of view, where do you think his averages are going to be next season? Because he was 13-6 last year.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to improve, or decline, or sort of stay around the same?
I think it's going to be I would say maybe a 15-8.
15-8?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 15 points, 8 assists next season.
I will buy you dinner if he gets 15-8. Because
okay.
I don't think he's going to approach 8 assists a game.
Really?
The reason being is, like, James Harden just, like, look, biggest Jeremy Lin fan, I'm the biggest Jeremy Lin fan, but every possession where Jeremy Lin has the ball and James Harden sort of doesn't, I think the opposing team would be happy with that. Like, if it's a James Harden pick and roll versus a Jeremy Lin pick and roll, you'd take the Jeremy Lin pick and roll every day if you're the opposing team. So I just think James Harden is better in the pick and roll, and there's no real benefit in having Jeremy Lin run a pick and roll and having James Harden spot up, unless you know James Harden just needs to take a breather.
But I think that Jeremy Lin is a superior passer off the pick and roll. I mean, I think obviously I think Harden is a better, more of a scoring threat off that pick and roll, but. Jeremy Lin is a very, very good pick and roll passer.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Well, see, James Harden was getting 26 and 6 assists as well. So
yeah.
I think this is going to be a number coming down to how many plays they run for Jeremy Lin versus how many plays they run for James Harden.
Yeah.
And there's always this argument that Jeremy Lin should come off the bench. When James Harden goes to the bench, Jeremy Lin comes on and he just gets his Linsanity offense for, 20 minutes against the second unit, which probably might be one of the better ways to use it.
Yeah, but going back to the James Harden stats, I mean, that was his breakout year last year. So if he can match those for this year, he'll be doing really well.
You reckon he'll exceed 26, 6 and 5?
No.
No?
I think that's his peak.
That's his peak. He's only 24 though, right?
I know, but I think that for him... I think he just had I had him on my fantasy team last year as well, and he just had a crazy season.
You know what was really unfair about fantasy last year? He got picked as an OKC Thunder, and then when the season started, he was the go-to guy on the Houston Rockets. It's just stupidly unfair for the guy that picked him. That's another story. Okay. What do you think of the Houston Rockets team as a general? What do you think? How do you think they're going to go? What do you reckon their starting five is going to be? Who do you think is going to play the four? Because they don't have a really good format at the moment. What do you think of their season?
Yeah, I reckon there'll be a 4-5 seed in the West.
4-5 seed. Yeah. So who's going to finish above them? Spurs.
San Antonio, OKC,
Nuggets. Warriors?
Maybe Memphis.
Memphis.
Will be up there.
So I think they're going to be top four. I think they'll
be 4-5 top.
I reckon they'll either be 4 or 3.
Yeah.
Because they've got a team that's built for the regular season. Harden and Jeremy, they're in their early 20s. Chandler Parsons, 24.
Yeah.
And Dwight Howard,
See,
they don't have a four-man right now. That's their problem.
Who do they have?
They've been playing Monte Tunis last year at the four.
He was all right.
He was all right. But they don't really have a stretch four at the moment. So I think they're going to have to go out and get some form of four. Because
Wasn't that Monte Tunis guy a stretch four?
Yeah, he was.
He could shoot it, right?
But he was played sparingly. Okay. They had Patrick Patterson, but they traded him away. They offloaded Patrick Patterson to get the pick that they gave. It was Thomas Robinson from the Kings. So they offloaded Patrick Patterson to get Thomas Robinson.
He's good, Thomas Robinson.
But then they offloaded him to clear space to get Dwight Howard. So now they have no four-man. So that's the only real hole in their roster.
Who was their four-man that they drafted, and he was he couldn't fly. Yeah, he was scared of flying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's
Reggie White.
Yeah. Oh, so he's not on the team anymore?
No.
He was alright in D League.
So maybe they're going to play Dwight at the four because they have no four man. So, yeah, I reckon top four. You reckon 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Okay. You think Jeremy Lin's going to be 15-8?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're right, but I don't think he's going to be 15-8.
So, what do you think? He's going to be similar to this year?
I'm hoping that his 3-point shot gets better.
Yeah.
I'm hoping his spot up three gets more accurate.
Because he's gonna be open for those.
Yeah, that's right.
When Dwight kicks it out.
He was at 33% on his 3-point shooting. I mean, that's just that's not good enough if he's going to be a catch and shoot shooter, which he usually is if James Harden's got the ball.
Yeah.
So if we can knock that up a little bit, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that he releases more YouTube videos. He's pretty good. Yeah, I'm just hoping he stays healthy.
Yeah.
But actually, last year he played all 82 games in the regular season, so
yeah,
he's been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully, like, I reckon if he's at 13-6 again, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd pick him just for the Taiwanese connection for my fantasy team. But yeah, I reckon if he's 13-6 again, I'd be really happy with that. Okay. So that's, we're done with the Houston Rockets. I just want to talk.
So just going back to the Houston Rockets. So you think they'll be better than the Clippers next season?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of the Clippers, I just want to spend a little bit of time on the Los Angeles Clippers. So just for everyone listening, the key additions are they got Brian Mullins from Charlotte. They got JJ Redick and they got Jared Dudley, so two really good role players in Dudley and Redick to stretch the floor. And they also got Darren Collinson. So, but probably the biggest addition is they got Doc Rivers. So now they have you get upgrade from Vinny Del Negro to Doc Rivers. That's like, I don't know how many wins that's worth. It's gonna be.
That's like upgrading from economy to business class.
Yeah. But I think that was like a $6 million a year upgrade. I don't know how many wins that worth, but it's going to be at least worth five wins in the regular season, and at least worth one playoff win at some point.
I think the Clippers will be very similar to the Rockets.
Yeah.
Maybe better. Because the Clippers are a regular season team.
Yeah, that's right. They struggle to get.
And I think that they kept Jamal Crawford.
Yeah,
they
kept Jamal Crawford.
And they just added snipers on that team as well.
Right. So I don't really want to talk about regular season. Because regular season, they'll be fine. They always look great in the regular season. But
yeah,
in the playoffs, I mean, I think the biggest problem with them is that they cannot play Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan in the fourth quarter. Like, they just cannot play them together in the fourth quarter because, A, defensively, they're both below average. Like, they're both very athletic, but I think defensively they're both below average. And you saw that, you know, in the playoffs two seasons ago when they had to play, you know, they played Kmart and Reggie Evans in the fourth quarter against Memphis because they're just not quite there defensively. And also they both can't shoot free throws. So, how do you think they're going to be in a playoff context? Like, do you think they'll get past the first round, second round?
Well, I think this is going to be a breakout year for Blake. You know, this off season, everyone's been saying that, oh yeah, he's soft.
He's pretty soft.
People think that he's soft, but I don't think he's soft at all. I mean,
yeah.
I think he's a good player, and I'm a Blake fan, and I think he's going to have a breakout year.
The problem I have with Blake is he's uber athletic, but he only got 8 rebounds a game last year, and he's not someone that gets a lot of block shots, he's not someone that protects the rim. When you see, like, and then you see him flying around, you know, doing these ridiculous dunks, I mean, he can obviously get up there vertically, but he just doesn't seem to, A, like, dominate the rebounds and also protect the rim. Like, he should be getting 20-20 games. Like, is there any reason why he can't get a 20-20 game in a big playoff win?
Yeah, he's just... Yeah, I agree with you. Like, he should be getting 20-20s in the playoffs. But he just... I don't know why. It just seems to... you know, when it's playoff basketball, it slows down.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't really have any post moves.
He's got that weird spin move, which sort of works most of the time.
Yeah.
But looks awkward.
But he doesn't really have a go-to move that, you know, Chris Paul can just dump the ball into the post and say, hey, Blake, you know, we need 2 points now. But he can't give you that.
That just seems to be the curse of the athletic power forward. You know, you see a lot of athletic power forwards, they just... they you know, they look great up and down the court. When it comes to the fourth quarter, you know, you can't, you know, Blake Griffin, you know, can't really get you a basket, can't really get you a double team, unlike someone like Tim Duncan or Nowitzki.
Yeah.
So what do you think, so you think Blake's going to have a breakout year next year? So what do you think? He's 18-8 last year.
He's a 20-10 player.
20-10, oh yeah, okay.
And also with Blake is, he's actually a pretty good passer as well. Like he had games where he had like 5-6 assists.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do
you reckon he's going to develop defensively? Because like he was like I thought he was atrocious defensively. When he's playing, his post defense is poor.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I said, he doesn't sort of clean up the boards for you enough in the playoffs. I think we saw that against Memphis. Where do you think he's going
to
come?
To be fair, going up against Memphis, he's not going against Randolph and Gasol. I mean,
yeah,
they're like anyone would struggle against those two guys.
The Spurs didn't struggle against them last year.
Yeah, it's true. True, but I think that was more of Tony Parker.
Okay. Yeah.
Than anyone else.
Doc Rivers. I think Doc Rivers is a really good coach, and I think he's all his teams have been great defensively, especially the Boston teams.
Yeah.
How do you think the addition of Doc Rivers is going to help them in the playoffs? Like, do you reckon? Well, first of all, last year, let's be honest, in the fourth quarter, the only play they really had was give the ball to Chris Paul and clear out or pick and roll. They didn't really have any offensive system. Like, how do you think Doc Rivers is going to help this team offensively and defensively?
Yeah, I think he's just going to make a massive difference for them.
Yeah.
I think that with Vinny,
shaky.
It was basically just Chris Paul been doing the coaching.
Yeah, that's right.
And with Doc, it's just gonna, you know, he's a champion.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna listen to what he says, obviously. And I think it's gonna be a massive, massive difference.
Okay.
But in saying that, I say the Clippers go as far as Blake takes them.
As Blake takes
yes.
it's not as far as Chris Paul picks them.
But because you know what you're going to get from Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and, you know, if Blake stays the same as he did last season and the season before, you know, they're a second round, you know, second round playoff team.
Second round at best,
yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, if Blake elevates his game to the next level, then, you know, finals, Western finals.
I reckon Doc Rivers is going to be huge, because if you look at what he did with some of those Boston teams in the last 3 years, like those Boston teams, they were punching above their weight. Like, they pushed Miami to 7 games in 2011, and they pushed New York to 6 last year in the playoffs. So I think when it comes to playoff basketball, Doc Rivers gets a lot out of his players.
Well, they had like 2 warriors. They had Garnett and Pierce.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true. So I just think Doc Rivers can get the most out of his players. And I think Dudley is going to be a really, really good player.
Yeah.
Because in those playoff games, they were playing Chauncey Billups minutes in the fourth quarter in some of those games. And they're also playing like Willie Green. So I think Dudley's a good two-way player. He's going to hit the open throw and he's a good defender. So I think Dudley and JJ Redick is going to be a good pickup.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sort of in goal, but I reckon they'll get to this.
I reckon round. Mullins is a great pickup.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good season last year before he got injured.
I'm going to disagree with you, because he was playing on the Bobcats and he probably took every single shot.
I wouldn't agree with I had Mullins on my fantasy team, so I'm a little bit biased.
Yeah, fantasy
but
is
before,
very different to playoff basketball.
But he can play. I mean, he's no scrub.
I reckon he's a scrub.
Really?
Okay. I'm just gonna go through 2 more teams. Okay. I really want to talk about the Miami Heat, because they traded us to 2 of the best games I've ever seen in my life last year. So we're going to start off with LeBron James, as usual. Do you think he is in his peak, Do you think he can still get better? Or do you reckon he's maxed out?
I think he can get better, actually.
Yeah, so how will he get better? Like, which part of his game do you reckon he can get better?
The mid-range game and the post moves, I think he can get better.
His post moves are pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. But I think they can get even better.
Okay.
And his mid-range game, I think, can definitely get better.
What I really liked from LeBron James last year was just the efficiency. Like,
yeah.
He was shooting 56% from the floor as a three man. That's just so efficient. And not just the efficiency, but I was really impressed with what he did defensively, especially in the playoffs. In the Pacers series, he was guarding everyone from George Hill to David West, and he was playing so hard, 45 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And he was still doing everything offensively as well as that defensively. And then against the Spurs, like, how many weak side blocks and weak side deflections did he have?
He did.
Just coming. Yeah. I mean, he's guarding Kawhi in the corner, and then he's gonna bump the rolling big man off the pick and roll. And he got, like, just on Tim Duncan alone, he got three or four blocks on Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Had one huge block
on Thiago.
On Splitter.
Yeah.
And the thing about those plays is he's got to guard Kawhi in the corner and then jump to the middle of the floor and still make that play.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if, anyone else in the league could have made those plays.
Yeah.
And also the deflections, the steals as well.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with his defense. And that's just one area. Like, look, I love Kevin Durant, and I think Kevin Durant is a much better offensive player than LeBron James. But, like, could you imagine Kevin Durant doing anything sort of close to that defensively?
No.
Because, like, yeah, I just don't think, like, we can't really have the Durant is better than LeBron conversation until Durant starts to make, like some of the plays that LeBron makes defensively. And also LeBron's guarding, Tony Parker, Game 6 and Game 7. Took him out of the game in Game 6 and Game 7.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, that's just so valuable. Like,
but Tony Parker pulled his hammy.
Yeah, but I think if LeBron James wasn't guarding him, his hammy would have been feeling really good. I think he tore his hammy a little bit when he saw that LeBron James was guarding him.
Second
half. And that's just a really valuable commodity to have. Is just, you can put LeBron James on the best scoring player, and you can just say that guy is not going to score. Somebody else is going to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how many players in the league can you do that? Like, LeBron James can do that. I don't think anyone else comes close to what he can do defensively, one on one. You've seen him shut down Derrick Rose. You've seen him shut down Carmelo, Durant, and that's just a really valuable commodity. I think what I'd like to see is just continuing to do that defensively as well as doing where he does offensively. I really enjoyed watching him play defense last year, and just as much as his offense. Okay. He's only 28, so it's not like he's in his 30s yet.
Yeah.
Do you think his athleticism has slipped at all in these 10 years that he's been in the league?
I think it's a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you can start to see it decline a little bit, like from like last year. Obviously he's still a freak of nature.
Yeah.
But I think his hops, like I think he's lost a little bit of that.
Yeah. I don't think we've started to see anything noticeably, but I think now is the time. 10 years in the league that.
Yeah.
You might start to see a little bit of a decline, or you usually would see a little bit of decline in a two-man or a three-man athletically, but then again, this is LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I just want to give you a couple of stats, okay? So, he played 76 games last year out of 82, and some of them he sat out just to rest. In the lockout season, he played 62 games.
Yeah.
In 2010, he played 79 games. In the last year in Cleveland, he played 76 games. 81 games, 75 games, 78 games, 79 games, 80 games, 79 games. So basically, He's never been really injured or had any small injuries. Touch wood for that. And I think that's another one of things that really stand out LeBron. Like, he plays so hard and he does so much, and he can stay healthy as well. And also, we haven't seen, you know, any noticeable decline yet. How much longer do you reckon he's going to be? Like, let's assume he's in his peak. How much longer do you reckon he'll stay in his peak?
So he's 28.
Yeah, he's turning 29 in December.
I think maybe...
So he's your age, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I would say another 4 years.
Oh, wait. Yeah, another 4 years.
I'd say it's like 33.
33.
32,
33. That's a decline.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's just talk about some of the other players on the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Now... Last year, we sort of had this conversation. You said, you know, you thought Dwayne Wade was finished.
I did.
And you thought, you know, Dwayne Wade was you know, in the finals, that he was never going to come back.
I did.
And then I told you, Dwayne Wade has the heart of a champion. Like,
he's
the sort of player that you can never count out. And that...
You did.
And I told you, Game 6 and Game 7, he's going to bounce back.
Yeah, because I remember this, I was in the pub, and then I asked you, I was...
You were going to place a bet on the Spurs in 7, weren't you?
No, I was going to place a bet on D-Wade scoring over 16.5 a game. And I was like... I think that was for game 6.
Yeah.
And then I was like, there's no way D-Wade's going to score more than 16.5. And I think he had like almost 30 that game.
Yeah,
didn't
he? Yeah, he played well in game 6. Game 6, he played... game 6... Right, so game 6 he had 14 points, but game 5
game
5 he had 25
yeah
25 and 10 assists
yeah,
and then game 6 he had 14 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, and game 7 he had 23 and
10 yeah. Game 5 was a, like, that was like an old D-Wade game, like,
and then game 6 he had the biggest rebound, the one that he deflected up to LeBron James, the 3 before Ray Allen's 3. Sorry to bring that up again.
Yep.
But yeah, like, he averaged, he was at 21-5-5 in the regular season last year. Where do you think he's going to be at this year? Like, how do you think he's going to go this year?
Is he going to be down?
Is he going to decline?
Is D-Wade's in decline? I mean, you see those games, you know, of course you're going to see flashes of the old D-Wade.
Yeah.
You know, we get to 25-point games, like in Game 5 and in Game 7 in the playoffs. But, I mean, you won't see that very often anymore, I don't think. So I think his numbers will be down. Like, definitely down from last year.
Okay.
I mean, you saw him in, like, some games, and he was just...
Yeah, like, he had lift.
Yeah,
he
had nothing.
He couldn't blow by anyone in some of those games.
Yeah.
And if he's got no lift and he can't blow by anyone, he's... He's a below average shooter, so...
Like,
in the
Indiana
Pacers,
series,
that
showed up.
But in his defense, like, Lance Stephenson and Paul George, they're two, like, really good defenders and really physical defenders.
Yeah.
And I think when Dwayne Wade doesn't have that physical and athletic advantage, he's going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think his numbers will go down, but I don't think they're going to go down by that much.
Really?
But I think they're going to go down more because his numbers will be reduced.
Yeah.
He was at 35 minutes a game last year.
Yeah, that definitely has to go down.
I reckon if that just goes down to 30 minutes, and they're just saving for the playoffs, he'll be good. I don't think you should ever count Dwayne Wade in a playoff game.
You've told me that many times. I've come to agree with you now.
Everyone's been talking about Dwayne Wade's decline for the last couple of years, and he still comes up big when that is the most. Like, he came up big against OKC in the finals when they played against OKC as well. But I think, like, he's still got that burst, but he just doesn't have it consistently.
He still has it. It just doesn't... He can't... It's not always has it. Like, he doesn't have it all the time.
Yeah.
And so he has to, like, pick his spots a lot more.
Yeah.
Than before.
All right. Now, the big news for Miami was that they re-signed Chris Anderson, the Birdman. Ray Allen came back. They lost Mike Miller, but they brought in Greg Oden on a minimum contract. So, what are your expectations for... Give me a three-word answer on what are your expectations for Greg Oden and how you think they'll go in, the Miami Heat will go next year.
So, three words for Greg Oden.
Yeah, we can choose any three words.
On how he's going to go.
Yep.
Three words are pretty tough.
Well, I'm going to go with... I think he's going to be benched a lot, but I think I'm going to say benched, useful, and hopefully healthy. So that's four words. So I hope he stays healthy. I reckon he's going to be benched a lot in the regular season, but I think he's going to be useful in the playoffs, especially when they get that matchup with the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hoping for. That he stays healthy. I reckon he's going to be on the bench a lot, but I think he's going to be really useful in some playoff series. What are your expectations for them next year?
I think that Greg Oden is going to be a starter.
Greg's going to be a starter.
And I think he's... If he can just give them what he was doing for Portland after his injury.
Yeah.
So I think he was getting like...
9-9.
Yeah. If you can give him that... That's big. I think he's a presence as well. It's like he's 7-2.
Yeah. I just think like he's just gonna give them minutes. Like cause they obviously can't play Chris Anderson 48 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And he can't play Chris Bosh, thirty minutes a game in center. If they can just get like 10-15 minutes out of him at center, that's what you know he's
I think he's gonna be a good he's a really good pickup if he can stay healthy. I mean you need someone like a Greg Oden if you're playing a Chris Bosh at the four.
That's right.
But I think with the Miami, they lost Mike Miller.
Yep.
That's a big loss.
Yep.
And Shane Battier retired.
No, Shane Battier's still going.
Is Shane Battier still playing for Miami?
He's back.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's back.
Because that guy
you're just hoping he retires.
That guy is just, I mean...
6-6, game 7.
He just comes from nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even play the whole Indiana series.
That's right.
He couldn't, he couldn't hit a shot to save his life, and then... Game 7, he's on fire.
Yeah, just let it go, man. Let it go.
But that came out of nowhere.
Alright, so what are your expectations for the Heat next year, regular season and then playoffs?
I think they'll be the number one seed.
Okay. I don't think they're going to be the number one seed. I've told you this before.
Yep. And I can't really see anyone beating them.
You don't have to see anyone beating them.
Okay. Like, if they get to the finals again, I don't see anyone beating them in the West.
I think the Spurs can beat them because the Spurs added a couple of key players. They added Delaney from the Bulls.
Yes, he's a great player.
They re-signed Ginobili. I reckon, like I said, I think Kawhi's going to get a little better. That's another topic.
They lost Thiago.
They re-signed Thiago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I reckon they'll make it to the finals. Or I was listening to Stephen A. Smith, and I think he said if they have to go through the Bulls and the Pacers just to get to the finals, he doesn't think they're going to win because to go through the Bulls and the Pacers, and then have to play a finals, that's just too tough. Like two really physical series, and then. It might be OKC or the Spurs. It's going to be tough for them to repeat. I'm hoping they repeat or three-peat.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be as easy as it was. It wasn't easy last year. I reckon it's going to be just as tough
this
year. Okay. Last team we're going to talk about is probably our least favourite team. We both really don't like the Lakers. I'm a Kobe fan. Just as a player, but I'm an adamant Laker hater. And we all know why you're a Laker hater. I just tell everyone why you don't like the Lakers. Because they eliminated your Spurs too many times in the playoffs.
They did. Yeah.
Derek Fisher, 0 points
last shot. Yeah. But I do think that the Lakers end up always getting all the best players.
Yeah.
And
that's
why I hate them.
That's right. They get all the best free agents.
Yeah.
They get every single call.
Yeah.
I think if you asked other 29 teams who got the most favourable calls, I think they'd say the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading somewhere an article on the ESPN, they were talking about the Lakers in 2015, how they can use their cap space, and I think somewhere wrote, like, despite what people believe, the Lakers don't have a special rule that allows them to get whichever player they want. And I was like, that's true, but have you been seeing who the Lakers get the last few years? Like, they get everyone. They get whoever they want. So now, this team, two main things. They lost Dwight Howard and Kobe Bryant coming off an Achilles injury.
Yep.
Let's go about Kobe. Do you think he'll be the same when he comes back? Do you think he's going to take PEDs? That's a half-serious question. I think he will. And when he does come back, how do you think he'll go?
I don't think he's going to be as good this season, obviously.
What about the PEDs, though? He's going to have all the PEDs from Germany.
Yeah, true. But, you know, the Achilles is like... is considered a career-ending injury.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you need.
Dr. Felix Ho?
Breakthrough analysis there.
Like, okay, if you have, like, you know, I've had Achilles problems. Like, I've had, like, recently I've had sore Achilles, and, like, you just can't explode. There's no first, like,
You lost your first step,
because it just hurts every time you explode.
Explode is a strong word for you, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I think... Okay, if I was Kobe Bryant, this is what I would do. I would sit out next season, the whole season.
Yeah.
So then the Lakers could just tank.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they can get...
I'm gonna stop you right there, because you just said, if I was Kobe Bryant, I would sit out the whole season.
But I know
that,
that's
the most un-Kobe Bryant thing
you could do. Yeah, he would never do it.
He wants to do it. He just wants to show Dwight Howard that he made the wrong decision. I reckon he's going to play really hard. I hope he comes back healthy, because the playoffs without Kobe Bryant wasn't the same. Like, you want to see Kobe Bryant in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or you might not want to as a Spurs fan. I want to see Kobe Bryant in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Coming back from the Achilles injuries, apparently he's ahead of schedule. And we've seen sort of some remarkable comebacks. You know, Adrian Peterson from NFL, he came back from a torn ACL, torn LCL. And yeah, you know, just an amazing season. It was better than before.
Yeah.
I hope Kobe Bryant doesn't lose too much. But I think he's going to lose, you know, lose a step, lose some explosiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 35 already.
Yeah.
What about his numbers? He was at 27-6-6 last year. What do you reckon for him next year? You know,
if he comes back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's going for the scoring title.
Yeah,
he's going back. I mean,
it might be 35, 2-2.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, something ridiculous like that. I think the only reason why Kobe wants to come back is that he's chasing that scoring, the all time scoring.
Yeah.
But if I was Kobe Bryant, I would sit out. I'll tank. Maybe get Andrew Wiggins in the first round.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Maybe get Melo coming in.
Yeah, worst player compared to Kobe Bryant is Darko Melo. Might.
Yeah.
So they did pick up... they picked up Chris Kanan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was their marquee signing, by the way. So, Lakers not doing too well at the moment. They picked up Chris Kanan. How much do you think... Oh, by the way, they picked up Nick Young as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of my friends on my team is the biggest Laker fan. And
who's that?
Oh, just one of my Monday team.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thinks Nick Young is like their saviour.
Nick Young? Okay, they're paying Nick Young $1 million to basically not play defence.
Yeah.
And basically take 15 shots a game, and half of those shots are going to be the most atrocious, he thinks is Kobe shots, but he's not.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bad pickup.
Yeah, Nick Young is...
So you've got Nick Young, Steve Nash, and Kobe Bryant. Now, Kobe Bryant was an elite defender at one stage, but right now he's just... I mean, he doesn't play defense anymore, let's be honest. So you've got Nick Young, Steve Nash, and Kobe Bryant. Three of... That's a pretty bad defensive backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, you think last year's bad?
It's going to be worse this year. It's going to be worse this year. And then when you're playing against Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
Tony Parker, you know, Chris Paul, that's a bit of a problem.
and also, you've lost your rim protector in Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's right. Do you reckon they'll get the 8th seed?
There's no chance that they'll be in the playoffs next season.
It's the Lakers, by the way.
There's no chance.
They play 8-on-5 every game.
No chance.
They've got 3 refs on their team.
There's no chance they're going to make the playoffs.
Even with 3 refs, they're not going to make the playoffs.
No. There's no way the Lakers are going to make the playoffs next season. No way. Not with that team.
Not with this team. They've still got Powell. Powell's great.
Yeah,
Powell's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I agree with that. They've still got Powell, but you're going to need more than Powell and Kobe to get to the playoffs in the West.
The West, yep.
And you know, the West are deep this year. I mean,
yeah, the West is deep.
I think you've got Portland, and you've got Minnesota coming back as well.
Yeah, that's right.
With Kevin Love,
yep.
and the Peck re-signed as well.
Peck, yep.
Rubio's going to be healthy.
Yep. All right. So you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
No.
I think they might make the playoffs. Like, I don't know how they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay. So who do you think doesn't make the playoffs in the West then?
Look, I don't think that the team is good enough to make the playoffs, but I just think somehow they're going to make the playoffs.
No.
It's the Lakers. They make the playoffs.
Look at that team. How can they make the playoffs with that team?
I don't know. David
they
Stern's
couldn't make the playoffs
gonna...
with Dwight. They're not going to make the playoffs with Chris Kaman. No disrespect. To Chris Kaman.
No, I don't think Chris Kaman takes disrespect to that. He's like, I agree with you. I don't see how they make the playoffs, but I just have a feeling that they're going to make the playoffs somehow. I don't know how, but it's the Lakers.
All right. Well, yeah,
they play 8-on-5 every game.
You should go to the TAB and put a bet on Lakers making the playoffs.
All right, I might do that. Okay, so we'll wrap it up. I think our next podcast, we'll talk about like TAB, some good bets that we'll make.
Yep.
And we might talk about fantasy, because we love fantasy.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for our next podcast. Hopefully it keeps going. All right, that's pretty good.